Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Today is November the 26th. My goodness, is it 25th, rather. Going ahead a little bit, and we are so pumped up for today, and we have an amazing guest, and we have a fantastic show prepared for you today. My guest is waiting patiently on the other line, and I am so happy and pumped up to be talking about this lady that it has so much to offer. Now, have you ever thought of changing your life somehow, or turning your life around, and doing something different? You're tired of doing something every day, and you wish that you could give you a magic formula to be able to turn your life around. Well, you know what, guys? I'm not the expert. My guess is, and I'm so happy to be able to speak with her and to share with my audience great news. But before I do that, I wanted to take my couple of minutes of your time that I do take every single show. I do, because I have to. Without you, this show could not be possible. We have been listened to, everyone, all over the world. We have about 38 countries all over the world. I cannot name every single country, but I'm going to start with the continent. We are being listened, everyone, to Australia. So, good morning to my Australia listeners. We are listening in South America, all over South America. Hello to my Brazilian, Chilean friends, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands, here through our 10 beautiful provinces. We are listened in United States, huge following in Washington, D.C., New York. Hello to my friends in New York and Long Island, Texas, Kansas, North Carolina. We have crossed the border in Europe. We have Italy, Turkey, England, Nigeria, Ukraine, Spain. Hello, Michael O'Miguel. South Africa, and the list goes on. It's going to be a day that I won't be able to actually name all those countries because it's becoming too much. And every time I get an email or somebody sends me a note, hey, Lizzie, I'm here in Ukraine, I just put a sticky on my world map that I have right here on my studio. And I am so happy and honored that you that are listening to us all over the world are mentioning, and I am so happy and honored. We have worked the last 2 years very, very hard for this, and here we are, is happening. So thank you so much for your support. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please do not hesitate. The email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca. And let's face it, everyone, if you don't have media exposure nowadays, if you're not on radio, on online radio or regular radio or TV, unfortunately, your book or your business, it doesn't get that exposure that it needs. And believe it or not, and trust me when I'm saying this, a lot of our authors, a lot of our business has been noticed thanks to the support that you here, our listeners, give us at the Lizzie T Radio Show. So thank you so much. And we have a new section right now, is the Lizzie T YouTube Show. And we tape once a month at your convenience, at your studio, or at here at our studio. So if you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Show TV, which is on YouTube, again, email us at radio@lizt.ca. We are also looking for sponsors. So if you would like to sponsor our show, again, email us. My VA and I are happy to attend to any of your requests that you may have. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Pinterest. Also, we are in Instagram, and obviously we are on YouTube. In the news, moving on, did you know that today, actually, is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women? That is correct. November the 25th. This was established back in 2011, if I'm not mistaken, and is an organization that is raising awareness for the elimination of violence against women. And I think this is phenomenal. For all of you that know someone or have this knowledge, please make sure that you do forward this to them, because there is such a thing now, and I am so happy that there is such a thing, because we need to stop with the violence. And some of you know a little bit of my background, and some of you don't, but I have definitely personal experience when it comes down to that, and I am glad that this is out there. Also, right after the interview, we have our musical section, and today we are playing Andrea Goodman, and also we will be playing Alicia Sinman. They're both Canadian artists, singer and songwriter, and they have submitted their MP3, so we're really happy to help them with their exposure. And if you are interested in us playing your song, please do not hesitate to send us your MP3. Make sure it's PR rated, though, because my kids do listen to the show, and we want to make sure that we play songs that suit everyone. And it doesn't matter if it's gospel, if it's rap, if it's melodic. We play here everything as long, again, as PR rated. Also, we are thankful that we are being sponsored right now by Nature Nova. If you're interested in on having nature programs in your school libraries, contact naturenova.ca. And on that note, I will have a commercial, and I'll be right back with my guests.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And if you have any questions for me or my guests, you can always call us in at 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926, or we are on social media, and we have a lot of people liking the show for today. This show so far has been reached to about 100 people. So my guest, she is a fellow radio host, so she knows, and I know she's not going to be intimidated. Here is, before I bring her on, I'd like to play a little pre-recorded bio. Her name is Tanya Cooper.
Tanya M. Cooper. Tanya is a published author of her most recent nonfiction work entitled LOV, Live a Life of Vibrant Energy. Change Your Story, Change Your Life, and two novels, The Matriarch of La Bonita and The Wayward Daughters. Tanya has a Bachelor's of Honors degree in English and History and her Bachelor's of Education. She taught in Colombia, South America for 3 years and the last 10 within Canada. Tanya trained in the Gestalt Institute of Toronto for 4 years to be a psychotherapist and has offered many workshops on the subject of self-order healing in neuropsychology and retrained the mind.
And without further ado, let's all welcome our beautiful, and if, I'm not lying, guys, if you're looking on Blog Talk Radio or on my social media, she is gorgeous. Let's welcome Tania. Hello, hello, Tania, and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. So let's not lose, waste time here, because time is money here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. So let's talk a little bit about yourself, other than the writer, the radio host as well, because I've read your bio. Also, you teach, you do many, many things. But other than the person, is she married? Does she have kids? Let's get personal here. And I love to ask this question because it puts somebody into a different perspective, especially people that don't know you.
Well, I was married actually for 4 years. I married someone from Colombia when I was there, and we lived there together for a number of years, and then I came back up to Canada. But I am single and no children, just two lovely little dogs that keep me company. So I have a lot of free time to teach and to write, which is my other passion, of course. So I'm very blessed that way.
Well, there you have it, folks. She is single. So for you that are looking for to hook up, this is an opportunity. Tania is single. She has said it herself. So, Tania, writing, was it always in you? Do you always have the passion for being able to put the words into a book? Or is it something that you developed throughout the time, knowing that you have this gift? How did that all started?
You know, as far back as I can remember, maybe when I was 6 or 7, I was writing stories. And I certainly, one of the things that I know is very important, especially as a teacher, is to nurture that young children when they show some or demonstrate some sort of creative passion. And I was very lucky that I had 4 sisters that would constantly buy me journal books. And so I would sit and I would write. I wrote stories when I was 8. And then I actually wrote my first novel. I typed away on my mother's old typewriter when I was about 13 years old. So it was only about 100 pages, but it was still something that I had started and finished. And I always knew that there were going to be more books within me. I just wasn't sure when they would emerge, but it was definitely a passion that I think I was born with it. My grandmother was also a writer, and we found out years later that she had wrote poetry and had been published as well in 1950. So I think it's something maybe genetic as well.
It is true, though. I find that people that have in their past any sort of gift, sometimes it skips a generation, and sometimes it doesn't. But I had this great grandmother who loves to who played the violin, and one of my little girls is very, very interested in playing the violin. I'm thinking, where that came from? And there it is. My great grandmother used to play the violin. Now, with your philosophy, and how would you say you approach that? You have a history. You have a beautiful story you were telling me when we met. And one of the questions that I post on social media is, what about if you could change your life around? And some people, they find it really hard once they're stuck, once they've gone through a trial in their life, once they've gone through many difficult situations, they find that there is no turn back. And you definitely teach that to people. And that's what I post. What if you could change your life around? And what would you say that is? Was your approach to that?
Well, I certainly don't think it's a magical formula necessarily, but what it does require are 2 very important things, and they're very simple things, and that is to listen and to love yourself. And I think that all of us are capable of doing that, and we're not always in that place to listen to our inner being, our soul, and what it's telling us, and that really requires us to be in a place to really love ourselves. And a lot of us have not had childhoods that really nurtured our own self-love. And I would say that that's probably one of the most important things that we can do. And one of the things that I learned about 10 years ago that really changed my life, and it came from Louise Hay, writer and healer, she taught people to take a small photograph of yourself when you were a young child, frame it, and put it somewhere where you can always see it, and to be reminded that, you know, we're very hard on ourselves as adults, and we have a lot of past memories and things like that and criticism. And yet when we look at that picture of ourselves as a child, it's very difficult to be hard on that child. And I think that's where I really began learning to love myself, to remember who I was as that little girl. And it's much easier to have compassion. And it really is important to love yourself. And as you begin to love yourself, you actually become quite attuned to what you're saying to yourself, to what your body's saying to you in terms of your health, in terms of what you need, in terms of what path to go down. And so I think that basically helps you listen and begin to live that life and go down that path that you were intended or destined to go down.
And on that note, you brought something very amazing. Your passion is to be able to help people and to give them that self-esteem that they need. You love to create workshops to be able to educate people about loving themselves. What would you say that are the three key factors that people need in order to become aware of this? You talked about one, is love yourself. What other things would you recommend? And this is fantastic. Just in a pause, you're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today. It's November the 25th, right close to the end of the month, and then pretty soon the end of the year. Just, I love to mention this. Just make sure that if you are into Christmas shopping, please, please make sure that you do your Christmas shopping earlier. I've had many experiences where people are yelling at the cashier, being angry at them, and there is no reason to do that. The number to call in is 347-996-3926. We have our Facebook fan open, which is Lizzie T Radio, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. There's a radio button right on my fan page where you can click and listen to us live or later on. If you would like to comment right underneath, I'd love to hear your comments to myself or to beautiful Tanya. So go ahead, Tanya.
So one of the things I always tell my students in terms of studying for a test is to come up with an acronym for something. So I think the easiest way to remember this is the word love. And I'll just a brief history. 2 years ago, before I started writing my book, Love, I actually opened up the newspaper and read my horoscope, which I don't read a lot. But the message was very profound, and it said, you have a message to share with the world, and that is that love is, was, and always will be the solution to every problem. And I truly believe that. And I think, as you were talking about, when you really love yourself, you're going to automatically love those cashiers. You're going to love the other people. Not every minute of every day, but you're going to be able to do that. And so here's my acronym. So, of course, the loving and listening to yourself, first of all. And then, of course, the O stands for being open to opportunities. So when you are listening to that voice, and I remember when I was a little girl, I always knew that I was going to go to a foreign country and teach. And it didn't happen for 15 years until I finally made a phone call about inquiring to go to another country. And the door opened very, very quickly. In fact, the placement officer at the university had said to me, you know, yes, there's a place actually in Colombia, but you have to go within 2 weeks. And of course, that was a huge change for me. But I decided to walk through that opportunity when it came to me because I knew that that was my path. But that was because I was able to listen. So being open to opportunities is certainly the second one that I would say is very important to watch out for them. But they also come kind of in sometimes disguised, you know. So you have to kind of be patient, and they don't always come in the way that you think they'll come. The third one is for V, and really it's using vibrant words to ourselves. And every single word that we speak to ourselves has a level of energy to it. And so words like I can't, don't, should, bad, negative, debt, those kinds of words have a very low energy resonation. And so it's very important to speak vibrantly to ourselves. And oftentimes we'll think negative things, or when we hear them come out of our mouths, it's very important to catch those. In fact, I have a friend that often says, she just says, cancel, cancel, cancel that. And she replaces it with something more positive. And so focusing on things that have high vibrational energy, and that's food, that's exercise, you know, positive words, things like that, is extremely important. So every time you can catch yourself during the day and turn those negative words into something with a higher energy level is very, very impactful on your cells, actually, at a molecular level.
Absolutely.
And I think the fourth one is ease. And I think often you'll hear a saying, follow your bliss. I don't know that if we always feel blissful every single day, but I think that it is possible to feel at ease. And I think this is important that anytime we're making a choice, and that is a choice in terms of where we go during the day, what we say to people, even a choice about who we keep company with, is to take the time to ask ourselves, am I at ease with this decision? And follow your ease. And if you have an ease and a sense of peace, it generally means that you're going in the right direction. If you have a sense of anxiety or dread, it may mean your body speaking to you and saying, you know what, this is not causing me ease. And of course, as we've heard the term before, dis-ease is really just your body being out of ease with its natural path that it should be on. So those are the four things within love. And then I would just probably add one other one to that, and that is the word surrender has become very prominent in my life lately, and I realize that the more I actually, instead of trying to control and make things happen, the more I literally lift up my arms, and, you know, whether you believe in God, the divine creator, the universe, lift up your arms when those moments come when you really feel out of control and you feel burdened, and say, you know what, I'm going to surrender this. And it's amazing when you throw something up into the air, how it comes back down and it falls into place.
It's so true. And I'm going to reiterate, this is just fantastic, everyone. I love when I invite somebody like Tanya that is given so much. If you haven't heard anything at all, make sure that you listen to this later on because it is recorded. And she gave us amazing tips. Love yourself. My goodness, it's so true. We compliment people on TV. We compliment people on magazines, which, by the way, everyone, is Photoshop and unbelievable amounts of makeup. Be positive. It's so hard for us to be thinking about today is going to be a fantastic day. And this is how I finish my show, everyone. Make it a fantastic day. Speak positive. Let's stop about the negativity. Let's stop about those words that everything is possible. You just have to try. Be at ease. Just relax. Take a big breath. Do yoga. Run. Exercise. Eat well. Those things will keep you at ease and surrender. When everything fails, lift up your hands and say, you know what? It's in your hands because I've tried everything else. And this is phenomenal. I really, really love all those words of advice. And on that note, Tanya, what would you say for my audience that are listening to us all over the world? What would you say is the biggest obstacle in order for them to overcome those things that you just actually laid out for us?
I would say the biggest obstacle is the F word, and that is fear. It is something that gets in the way of all of us. And there's a scripture that says, you know, perfect love casts out all fear. And fear can cripple people, and it can make you sick, physiologically, psychologically. And a lot of fear comes from our childhood, the things that we were told, you know, you don't want to do this because this might happen. And it's difficult sometimes to step out in faith, but I'm always reminded of Indiana Jones when he's about to cross that cavern, and he has to step out literally, and you know fall forward into the cavern before that step comes underneath his foot. And so you know it's the old adage, feel the fear and do it anyway. And so I think that we really need to look at the best thing I think we can do is to look at, where did those fears start? Whenever a fear comes up, our ego is in play because it's wanting to keep us in survival mode. It's wanting to keep us in the status quo of where we are. And we learn that as children, right, how to keep ourselves safe. But as adults, we're capable of making decisions. But I was certainly afraid to go to Colombia, to another country, another continent. But, you know, once you cross that cavern and you get to the other side, you look back, and I don't think most people don't have regrets of what they do. And so
exactly.
I think if we look at what is our biggest fear, and then find out where those fears come from and try to face them head on and to overcome them.
Fantastic. Now, I do not want to forget, Tanya, before we run out of time, just to make sure that we tell my audience, you have a a fantastic book that talks about this. And I just wanted to make sure that you tell my audience your website, the name of the book, where can they get your book? And also, if you're running workshops, this is what the Lizzie T Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do, which you've done an amazing job. Contact info, you are going to tell us your website, and anything new. If you're running a workshop, if you're talking, if you're planning something in the future, we definitely want to know.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So, yes, my book is called Love, Live a Life of Vibrant Energy. And you can actually, predominantly, it's online on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And you can also find it under any of my books under Tanya M. Cooper. So they're fairly easy to find and pretty easy to find on the web as well, because I have a blog. If you're interested in, even if not purchasing the book, then looking at some of my articles online, there's a lot of different categories about forgiveness, about healing, about changing your life, neuropsychology, things like that.
Fantastic. And I have just added the link, the social media link on my website, and also that will be later on. And also on my social media, I just added the link for you that are listening to us right now. There's a link on the radio button on my social media so you can contact. So what's new? When are you running a workshop? When can we sign up for your amazing teachings?
So I'm hoping to be running some workshops in the spring in 2015. So those will be posted on my website at www.tanyammcooper.com. And I'm really hoping it would be like a six-week workshop in Toronto, Mississauga area. But certainly in the future, I hope to actually provide online workshops to people. So keep an eye out for that as well.
Fantastic. So the website, again, everyone, is Tanya M. Cooper. TanyammCooper.com. Again, the link is on my website and will be later on, rather, and also is on my social media right now. There is a radio button for you to be able to listen to this recording, and right underneath there is a link for Tanya's website. So make sure that if you contact her, if you mention, I've heard you at the Lizzie T Radio Show, hey, my job is complete, I am fulfilled, and this is the reason I do the radio show, just to be able to network and to be able to distribute the word around the world about such a phenomenal people just like Tanya and many other that have so much to give to this world. And listen, as she mentioned, there is no magic formula, but if somebody is out there able to help give you that extra insight, or perhaps she's gone through so many things herself, she can definitely give you a shortcut of things that you can do and places that you want to reach beyond your imagination. And why not? Why not? Tanya, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show here in Toronto, Canada. You are also in Toronto, Canada. And for being part of this amazing network, sharing your expertise, sharing your knowledge, sharing your amazing insight, and giving us all those amazing tips. Thank you so much. And any last word?
Well, just as you know, typical teacher that I am, just a short homework assignment for everyone. One of the things that I do with my students, I actually have them wrap their arms around themselves and very loudly say, "I love me." And keep doing it until you actually feel the joy, because the joy does come. And I just, I'm very honored to be a part of your show, Lizzie. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's my pleasure, and I'm doing that right now, Tanya. I am hugging myself, and hopefully you all over the world are doing the exactly the same thing, hugging yourself and saying, "I love you." Thank you so much, Tanya, and make it a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was the amazing Tanya. My goodness, Tanya Cooper, make sure that you check her website. I have placed the link on social media, and I have added, and that will be added later on my website as well. If you haven't heard anything at all, just make sure you tune in, and you definitely hook up with this amazing author, teacher, and inspirational speaker as well. Her workshop will be in March, and I will be posting later on also the definitely the links for her future events. Later on, moving on, is our musical section. Just make sure that you are part of the musical section, which is here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. As I mentioned, we have a author, rather a singer, which is called a Alicia Cinnamon, and here is a little commercial, and I'll be right back with Alicia Cinnamon.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new. And now welcome the amazing Lizzie.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie.
Make no fear. call you on the phone sometimes, but I really wouldn't know what to say. Butterflies in my tummy inside, and they always seem to get in my way. I turn and I smile, and quite a while, I get butterflies inside when I see you. And it feels like love.
I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. It looks like we've been having some technical difficulty when it comes to having the MP3 playing, and I apologize about Alicia, but I think we caught it now. So Alicia Cinnamon, which is the song that she just sent us about a couple of days ago, and she has a new single that is going to be playing all over Toronto. So here we have it. We're the first one to have the Alicia Cinnamon song.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Butterflies inside when I
Yeah.